Well, Dwayne, happy new year. We took some time off, and it looks like we took some time off at a time when White Sands National Monument is going to be in the news.
Yes, our Otero County commissioners are going to discuss White Sands National Monument being changed to a national park, which will make it more visible, more prestigious in the eyes of tourists and international visitors. Now, though, it is one of the more visited attractions in the state, but the park, the name of the changing it to the national park will give it more prestige and visibility.
There's a lot of more marketing that goes into it when it becomes a park. Is that correct?
Yes. It also will go into the Park Service website. It's there now, but with that distinction of a national park, people tend to believe it's more prestigious, even though it is pretty prestigious now, but it opens up that more visitation availability for the park, or for the monument, I should say. It's not a park yet, but it looks like once the commissioners agree with this, it should pave the way for our senators in Washington, D.C. to move forward and hopefully get it changed.
So what brought on this change? Is this something that was brought on locally?
It was brought on by, I believe it was Senator Udall and the Park Service.
Okay, so the next step is for the senators for the commission to approve it on a local level, and then the senators take it on to Washington, D.C. And does it need to have presidential approval?
No, it does. I don't believe so. I think it's part of the National Park Service and Congress, but I'm not too sure on that.
Let's talk about a race that's coming up in 2018. You had an interview with District 2 Republican contender Monty Newman.
Yes, he came into our office on Friday, and he's a Republican candidate running in the June primary for Representative Steve Pierce's seat. As you know, Steve Pierce is leaving that seat and going for the governor's position here in New Mexico.
Now, Monty Newman is the former mayor of Hobbs. What issues did he say are important to District 2 that he wants discussed?
He talked about making the military bases more important, or talked about securing the bases here in New Mexico. Of course, we got the one over in Clovis. We have Kirkland, and you know, more importantly for Alamogordo residents, Holloman, White Sands Missile Range, and then you know, south of us is Fort Bliss. That he wants to, you know, make the people, try to communicate to the people in Washington, D.C. how important these facilities are to our national security and fighting the war on terrorism.
Okay. I'm pretty sure we'll have some more interviews because it's going to be a long primary season, and I know there are at least four candidates running in the Republican side and at least three candidates running on the Democratic side.
Yes, it's going to be a long election year here in New Mexico.
Okay, Dwayne, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thank you.